This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of Ukrainian emergency workers labored Sunday to pull people out of the rubble after a Russian rocket attack smashed into apartment buildings in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 15 people. More than 20 people were believed still trapped. The strike late Saturday destroyed three buildings in a residential quarter of a town of Shastiv Yar, inhabited mostly by people who work in nearby factories. On Sunday evening, rescuers were able to remove enough of the bricks and concrete to retrieve a man who had been trapped for almost 24 hours. They laid him on a stretcher and was quickly taken to a hospital. Ukraine's emergency services said the latest rescue had brought, at that time, six people who had been dug out from the rubble. Earlier in that day, they made contact with three others still trapped alive beneath the ruins. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday that he is considering declaring a public health emergency to free up federal resources to promote abortion access, even though the White House has said it does not seem like a great option. He also offered a message to people enraged by the Supreme Court's ruling last month that ended in a constitutional right to abortion and who have been demonstrating across the country.
Keep protesting because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime. But fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law that reinstates Roe v. Wade.
The president, in remarks to reporters during a stop on a bike ride near his family's Delaware Beach house, said he lacks the power to force the dozen-plus states with strict restrictions or outright bans on abortion to allow the procedure. More at voanews.com.